with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoints the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you part one of a five-part series titled Killing is Never Right, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
The Buddha say that when you're in heaven, it's difficult to practice. Why? Because you're too comfortable, eh? Right? Understand? And you don't think of anybody else. That is a problem. When we are happy, it's good. We should, you know, be grateful that God gives us happiness, yes? But we have to also think of other people who are less fortunate than ourselves. Before, even, I was so bad that you don't even know what happens in your country. I am the one who have to, before television, huh? I have to call. Like for example, Taiwan said, "Hey, wake up! You have a typhoon. Everybody's, you know, having trouble there. The house collapsing. People are dying. Go and do something." And then, "Oh, okay, Master, let's go." "Oh, what time is it?" "Oh my God, only midnight. God, we're going to sleep. Better become Buddha quick." What's the use of a Buddha, huh? Who has no help for anyone else? Who just stand by or look on when everyone else suffer? That is not a good Buddha, is it, huh? Huh? Did you see what the Buddha did when he was alive? He talked, he went out to lecture, yes, at least. He told the people who came to him to have to be good, to help each other, yes, be compassionate, yeah. Teach them to be righteous person. That is also a kind of work. It's a very difficult work even. I never dreamed for a million years that I'm doing this business. I realize it's so difficult to get God into anybody's kingdom of God. Everybody already has the big kingdom inside. Not supposed to be the kingdom of God, but it's full of other things. You know, oh, full of money, business, you know, ambition, jobs, promotion, you know, get married, girls, boys, blah, 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 blah. So the God that I try to introduce to them has already run away somewhere. It's difficult to find. Difficult to show them that it's God inside you. He's so cramped, you know. Even if there is God in there, he's so cramped. He has no room. He can't breathe. He can't say nothing. You know, so cramped. Poor God, no. Yes. So later on, I feel more sorry for God than for the humans. Yes, because humans have so many interests, yeah? You know, First they have to study, and then they gotta get a degree, you know, all day long study, so hard, so difficult. If they don't want to study, it's no do either, you know, the parents, we on there, teachers, society, you know. Of course they have to learn, that's okay. But then, forgot, you know, everything else, just for learning, so they get the degree so that they can make money. You know, it's not a very high motive, is it? Okay, now you got a degree, you got a job, you can afford to say no. But luckily you wake up, no? You woke up. Even if you have a degree, okay, fine, you study well, good, but you still have to remember what for we come here. See, human have many interests. Then later on they have job and they found a good girl, a good boy, and then they have another little girl, little boys, and little girls, little boy, and then there's no end to work, huh? And not only that, they have cats and dogs and chickens, and that is not included yet. Full busy. I know I have pets, I understand. Very, very busy. Now, even though I have assistants, you know, but I still have to be there for them because they are my family. You know, they look upon me like a family head. They are pack kind of beings, you know, dogs, you know, they look upon me as a leader. Yeah, so find good place for them, you know, find good food for them, you know, protect them, anything. So children, pets, business, job, family, and extended family, the in-laws also, oh, a lot of work. Birthday, death day, you know, marriage day, divorce days, you know, all celebration. Marriage day, celebrate very big, you know, cost a lot of money and time. Good, okay. As long as they live together. No, divorce day, celebrate even bigger. It costs more money, long term. Marriage costs only one time. Eh? Well, not really. You have to pay mortgage. Some people can't afford it. Have to borrow from the bank to marry. Yeah. And then later, divorce costs even more. Yeah. You know, you just finish paying the mortgage for the marriage and you begin to pay the lawyers for the divorce. So how? How does a poor God ever has a chance to say even hello to you? So he's very happy to have a couple who are sitting here, yeah, and pretend that they think of God. Whatever purpose, at least you came here. Then you reminded yourself that, okay, well, at least I'm here, I have to think of God a little bit. The poor guy has been waiting there so many years, yeah. That finally has a good opportunity to get you here, at least. And you remember him now and again, or he appreciates it very much. But I told you, do not forget others, okay? Yes, of course. When you come here, the purpose is to meditate, not just for yourselves, not just for your family, but to pacify the world as much as we can. One lamp on the street better than no lamp. Yeah? Okay. And another thing is, do not forget the suffering people outside. Yes? So, if you don't have any spiritual questions, for example, don't just think of yourself that, okay, I don't have, I'm happy. Oh, Master does everything for me every day. Maybe you have a couple of Masters, then Masters do everything for me every day, who knows? I'm happy, I don't have any questions. But outside, you know, in the outside world, there's so many people who suffer still, right? Flood, no? Typhoon, no? Rising sea level. Just today, bad news in India. The sea level rise 5.5 meter. Imagine what is that? 5.5 meters. I'm not even 2 meters. Understand this?
No.
It's 3 times higher than me. I'm only 1.5 meters, something like that. Not even that. Actually, the fish are also shrinking. And many land animals are also shrinking because of the climate change. The hotter it gets, the smaller size they became. They shrink even half a size in just a few years. Imagine that. Soon, if we don't do something, We all sit here, don't need the chair, you know, too big. This chair can fit 5-6 people then. Then I'll have to make another chair, or no need the chair, I just sit on a microphone. Shrinking. Who knows? Yeah, or maybe you just put a juice here, and I just sit on top. Yeah. Or maybe you have to make a much higher chair so that you can see me at all. Right now, I'm already small, so you have to make a higher, a little bit higher platform or chair so that the end of the room can see me. Yeah? Well, it depends on how big the room is and how high the chair. Like yesterday, I told one of my assistants, I said, you know, we should feel very lucky that we here, you know, still have water to drink. Oh my God, many countries in the world are short of water. Do you understand this? Just a basic thing. Nothing luxury. Water. Keep getting shorter and shorter every day. Can you imagine? Some people go even 10 plus kilometers every day just to get water to bring it back to their family. Truly it's like that. In Africa, many countries are like that. And now in India and China, even America, many places became short of water, basic necessity only. Why? Because they use up all the water from the river to divert it into, you know, big farm factory, yeah? You know, like animal farm factory. They have to use a lot of water to give the animals to drink. And then use water to grow the crops for the animals to eat. And when they kill the animals, or before they kill the animal, they have to use water to clean their pens every day and wash it down into the stream. And when they kill the animals, they need a lot of water to clean up also. And when people eat it at home, they also use water again to clean it and to cook it. So there's no end. There was enough water for all of us, plus, over, for everyone. We began this industry of meat diet. Then everything get worse. More hospital, more medicine, more sickness, yeah? More shortage of any kind, more temperature rise, and more suffering, yeah? More disasters, more hunger, more war.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Hysteria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So I guess even if you don't have any question of your spiritual practice or anything concerning your immediate family, you have to think of other people, no? If you want to ask questions, ask something useful for other people.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled Killing is Never Right. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants is up next, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.